This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. In recent months, Georgia has been trumpeting the attraction of new jobs to the state. But has the state actually been keeping quality jobs, the jobs that pay relatively high salaries? A new report from the Andrew Young School of Policy Studies at Georgia State University raises some questions about that. Carolyn Bordeaux is an associate professor of public management and policy at Georgia State. She's also associate director of the Georgia State Fiscal Research Center at the Andrew Young School of Policy Studies at GSU, and she is the editor of the report on what are called prime jobs. Carolyn Bordeaux, welcome. Good to have you.
Thank you for having me.
Now, this report has several very interesting parts of it, but it says the state as a whole has been losing jobs in both premium and low-paying categories, and it's only seen some modest growth in the mid-range jobs. Now, this is in the 4 years going up to 2009. But the key part here is you're saying that this problem of keeping good jobs actually predates the recession. So there must have been something else going on here besides hard times. What is it?
What we're seeing in this report from 2000 to 2005 is the state lost about 8% of its premium jobs. And those are jobs where you make over $50,000 a year. 2005 to 2009, we lost only 6%. It's not entirely clear what's driving this. There are a lot of different areas where the state has been losing jobs, but one of the big areas where the state has really been hit hard is in manufacturing. And so what we could be seeing is the rise of China, the rise of a lot of overseas competition, and the loss of manufacturing in Georgia and in the country at large to these other places.
Now, is there any sign that those jobs might ever come back? Certainly, there was the announcement of the big Caterpillar plant near Athens. Now, is that an exception to the trend and the trend continues, or is it a sign that we might be turning it around when it comes to manufacturing?
Well, that's beyond the scope of this report, but I have talked to people in the field, and there is some positive feeling out there. In particular, people are talking about wages rising in China, potential changes at the national level that would affect macroeconomic policy that would help make manufacturing jobs potentially more competitive in this country when stacked against these other places.
But it sounds like there's no guarantee that we'll see a return in large numbers of the manufacturing jobs that we used to have.
Not at all. And people, when they talk about where we'll be competitive, it is in highly mechanized manufacturing jobs. It's in ones where there's high skills or sort of specialty manufacturing jobs. So probably won't be replaced with exactly the type that we had before.
So if we want to regain the prime jobs, as you call them, would that mean more training for workers in things like IT and other forms of high tech, or let's say health and science related kinds of things?
Certainly, I think more training is going to be helpful, again, because these jobs are going to be ones that are higher skill, more mechanized, or are focused on more specialty type products. Interestingly, you mentioned one of the things that we see in this report that's happening. Georgia's lost 14% of its premium jobs from 2000 to 2009. It's being replaced with mid-range jobs, and these jobs are in the educational services and healthcare industry primarily. That's where we're seeing a lot of growth in the state.
So there are some people in Georgia who may have lost a job that brought them a pretty good income who might end up with another job, but it won't pay them as much?
That's correct. That's what we have seen over the past decade is what is happening.
Are there any parts of Georgia that are doing better than others in either attracting or maintaining the prime jobs?
The metro area is doing slightly better than the rest of the state, where the rest of the state lost about 4% of its jobs from the 2000 to 2009 period. The Atlanta metro area has pretty much held steady. What's happened in the metro area is that there still has been that big loss in premium jobs, but where the state has lost 14% premium jobs, the Atlanta metropolitan statistical area of 24 counties has only lost about 11.5%. So not great, but slightly better. What it's done more successfully is replaced those jobs with mid-range jobs. So where the state has grown mid-range jobs by about 4%, the Atlanta metro area has grown those mid-range jobs about 12%. So it's almost a one-for-one replacement of the premium jobs. So not replacing those premium jobs, but it is replacing them pretty well with the mid-range jobs, and that's likely attributable to the growth in education and healthcare type services in the metro area.
How much competition do we have for the prime jobs?
I think every state in the country is experiencing this. I have looked, for instance, at North Carolina, and you see very similar trends there. So I would imagine Georgia is going to have some pretty stiff competition from surrounding states for this kind of work.
Now, you write these policy briefs not just for the general public, but for policymakers, and certainly the governor's office highlights every new company that comes in with some jobs. But it has had some successes recently. General Motors is opening an IT center in Roswell of about 1,000 jobs. Of course, Baxter Medical Company is going to put in some 1,500 jobs near Covington. Since the report only covers up to 2009, are we seeing perhaps a reversal of the loss of jobs, or do you see the underlying trends continuing and we have these occasional successes?
I hope it's being reversed. Obviously, I don't have the data here to speak to it, but just let me give you a sense of the magnitude of what we're seeing in this report. Basically, over the past decade, Georgia's lost 33% of its manufacturing jobs. That's equivalent to 181,000 jobs. So we're seeing some good things, but it seems like we might have a ways to go.
So you're saying if you weigh 181,000 jobs lost over that longer period of time versus 1,000 from a GM facility or 1,500 from Baxter or, say, 800 jobs from AirWatch, which is coming in, you would need a lot of these new successes in order to make up for what we've lost. Is that fair to say?
That would be fair to say. We're really going to have to do a lot to make up for what has been lost. Not that those are bad. Those are great. That's great news that we're bringing in those jobs, and those jobs have big multipliers typically. So they have a lot of spinoff industries that will be associated with them. But Georgia has taken a big hit in this sector.
Is there any sort of prescription here? I mean, obviously, improving the education system, expanding vocational and high-tech job training, those are some obvious solutions that have been talked about a lot at the Capitol. Or even with those, are we at the mercy of sort of macroeconomic and global forces that are just going to make it hard for us to get back the prime jobs we've lost?
I think those initiatives to improve education and get our workers better trained are going to be great. But yes, what we're seeing in this data is very much that Georgia is at the mercy of some national trends. And that loss in manufacturing is not because anybody in Georgia did something wrong. It's because the United States as a whole is competing globally with other countries. And that's one of the primary things that accounts for that loss.
On a much less macroeconomic level, if someone, let's say a student, is trying to figure out what to get into, obviously job counseling isn't your line of work, but if you were looking at this study and advising somebody, where would you tell them to get into if they want to stay in Georgia?
Well, right now what we're seeing, where we saw 33% loss in manufacturing, we're seeing 35% growth in educational services, 27% growth in healthcare. And social assistance. Now, my one reservation, those are obvious areas of growth, but I'm not sure whether we should really build our economy around these kind of service industry type jobs. I'd like to see new grads coming up with new ideas for products to make, products to manufacture that can be help Georgia compete with the rest of the world.
Why shouldn't we build our economy around the service jobs?
They typically don't have the same multiplier effects. They typically rely on folks that are making a product for export to bring money into the economy. So you have to have that money coming into the economy first, and then you can purchase educational services and healthcare services. So those are typically sort of secondary level type jobs and secondary level type industries, whereas manufacturing is a primary industry.
So in other words, each manufacturing job can have a spin-off effect in creating many more jobs than
right.
each new service job would have.
Right. So with manufacturing, we are exporting the goods and we're bringing money into our economy. And that has a very strong multiplier effect. With educational services and healthcare, it can have that kind of multiplier effect if people are coming here from out of state or outside the country to be educated or to receive healthcare. But often those services are for people who are already in the state. And so we're not bringing money into our economy with those services.
It sounds as if you're saying even if we offered like lots of tax breaks to lure companies in, we're not going to see them arriving in droves just based on economic incentives. There has to be a more fundamental shift in what we're doing.
This kind of shift, a 33% drop in manufacturing, suggests a big macro change that's happening that is probably going to be hard for Georgia to address alone.
Carolyn Bordeaux is an associate professor of public management and policy at Georgia State University. She's also associate director of the Georgia State Fiscal Research Center at the Andrew Young School of Policy Studies, and she was the editor of a policy brief that just came out on changes in jobs across the state. Professor Bordeaux, thanks so much for being with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.